Beginnt gerade da mit sagt es beim Zeit auf Test war beginnt mal auf beginnt Test mal beginnt sich mal aber der Schleimer war der bin ich kein and that's the gear so that Tyson brings down which he says Lafias from the guys is Schleimer according to the text which we don't have that it was through Schleimer so Tzachlem what you have to say is the Asaf was have Mishlech bin Eikarach that he was one of the three bin Eikarach but Yasaf bin Izab Yasaf now it's from the legacy in the Schleimer like we have in our Gemara Lahava Asaf Asaf Abi Yasaf El Asaf Hayim and Elvira Masharim he was someone else which makes it the number 10 from one of the Levim that sing. It says, Tyson, then you're going to say, Lahanud, like Yosilah, according to those who are not Irish, like my Lechashabli, why is he not counted? Huxibber, it says, until mine bays, Lashleime, Lekimash Badecha, Begoimer. Vishamat, it says, but he says, the David Amr, it's David actually said it, Vespal al Shleime, he was just doubting for Shleime. Tay, you should know, because the Chsib, Sefer Mizmer, says, the end of this Mizmer, call it Tvil as David. And then the Tvil of David, obviously, it was David's Tvil and not Shleime. Then it says, if you're going to say, Lisfarm, the Garasi, Shleim, according to the text that do have Shleim, Hakasim, call it Tfilz David, it says, the end of Tfilz David, how could it be Shleim? Of Yashlema, what you could say is Lafisha, Simon David, since David ended it. But Shleim really said the beginning. Vodichsiv, Nami, Shir, Hamalis, Lishleimai. David, Kamaikin, Amr, it's really David who said it, the Chol Chamish Esri Mailis, because all this 15 Shir Hamalis, David Amr, and David Hamalis said it. Yeshvam the Kachash of Avram the Eitan Hazrachi. There are those who have the Girsa, one of them being Avram, one of them being Eitan Hazrachi. The Girs like Haman, and the Girs later on the Kachash of Avram, the Kachash of Eitan. I'm a Rab says Eitan Hazrachi of Avram. Shan the Gemara answers Eitan Hazrachi the Kachash of Hacha. This is Eitan Hazrachi over here is Yaakov, so it's not a contradiction. It's Avram and this Eitan Hazrachi. Koshlai Girsab, it's difficult according to that Girsab, the null and the David Kasab Sifrai, Adi Avram. How do you then know the David wrote a Sefer with one of them being Avram Avinu? Kivin Eisen Ezrachi Lav Hayin Avram. That's not Avram, so then how do you know Avram is one of them? The whole source is that it says Eisen Ezrachi. We continue with the next Taisus, Divrei Maaskal. Taisus begins with the words to Gemara, Yirmi Yakasab Sifrai, Sefer Malachim. Yirmi wrote his Sefer and Sefer Malachim. Vodla Kasab Yeshaya. The Yekoyin Yirmiya, well, why didn't Yeshaya, who was before Yirmiya, write Sefer Malachim? Fishanara, because he was killed. V'lahoya b'Sefer Malachim, me'minasha ve'elach, v'afila Sefer Lekasim. Even his own Sefer he didn't write, so therefore he couldn't have written the Sefer of Malachim. Okay, we continue with Taisid Master to begin with the Gemara Chizki b'siyata kasi Yeshaya. They wrote Sefer Yeshaya. Now, Taisid explained, l'fisha Chizki, garam lehem lasik b'toyah, since he caused them to learn Torah, and therefore write these Svarim, Nikar the Bashamai is called on his name, but the truth is, Abahula Kasabi, he didn't write it, Shari Meis Koidam Li Yeshaya, he died before Yeshaya, the Menashe Ben Bitoi Harag Li Yeshaya. Menashe, his grandson, killed Yeshaya, so according to Ben Chizkiah, who's writing, save Yeshaya, so obviously, it just means the people that he had strengthened to learn Torah. We continue with, next Taisid, the Master begins with the Gemara, Adloi. So, Ezra wrote from the Yamim up until him, which Pirshu Ben Chanan. Ben Chanan explains ad pasig until the pasig v'loy achim b'nei yeshaver in Divrei Yamim beis perikaval. See, the Rav. That's what the Gemara says supports Rav. Sheiches atzmai there is miachas himself up until himself. V'alosh sheiches atzmai kasub lefnei ze apasig, and that's what he's saying because his yiches that up until him is right before this pasig. But Kashla Persia is difficult because, according to his interpretation, that Balamemet should have said ad veloy bevav. It's referring to that pasuk veloy. It should have said not until him, but the pasuk veloy, and it doesn't says without a vav. But Kinnik Taisa says Persia according to Rashi explains Yecheskel loy kasev sifra. Yecheskel did not write his own sefer l'bishayi b'chutzlas because he was in chutzlas. So it says Kashla is difficult because the Yirmi Yonam b'chutzlas he was also out of Eretz Yisrael. Shalachim and Shaim went to Egypt when the number Shem came in the Buz and prophesied there many prophecies. We don't find him going back any more territories on, still he wrote his own sefer. We continue with the next Taisa Master begins the Gemara. Shmoyne Pesukim Shebe Torah. The last eight Pesukim of the Torah are different, they're unique. A Rabbi of Meshulam, Hoyim Matzrich Mikan, he required from this halacha over here, Likris Le'echad, that one person should recite Oisachas Pesukim, the last eight Pesukim, Shleikri Meshleik Tziba, that the Chazan should not recite it with him. Be'inir Le'Rein Tam, that does not seem to be correct to Rabbein Tam. Although the Gemara is saying over here, this halacha, that the last eight psukim, it's a yochid kairoi son, it doesn't mean that the chazan cannot recite it with him. The kolatari kula nami
echad karen. In the whole Torah, we have only one person supposed to recite it. Kedam Megillah, like the Mishnah teaches Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph Beis, Kedur Shnayim, Yatzum. If two people recite it, you're Yatzum. The Gemara says Tana, but you have to read in the Braisa, Mash Enkim B'Torah, which is not the case by reading from the Torah. So Rav Amar Ben Tam, he says that the Yachid Kairib, what it means the individual should recite it, means Beloy Havsaka, I mean without any interruption. Shlo Kari Shnayim, that you shouldn't have two people reciting it, Zedal, Pesukim, Zedal. This one getting four of the Pesukim, and this one getting four of the Pesukim. Mashnoigim Ato, Likri Shnayim, Machala Taira. And that this, that the custom currently is actually that two people actually recite from the Torah at the same time. Ben Tam, it says, Kedish Leis Bayish, Misha Eni Dei Likris Ba'atzma. It's just the reason why we have a Balkaire, together with the one that's getting the Aliyah, to read from it, is that not to embarrass someone who does not know how to read it himself. Kin Misha Metzin Misatz Bikurim, in the third parak, Titnan, the Mishnah teaches, Kol Misha Eni Dei Likris, whoever knows how to recite the Parashah Bikurim Kor Ba'atzma, recites it himself. Misha Eni Dei Likris, whoever does not know how to recite it, Marka Lefanov, they recite in front of him. Problem is, Nimnum Lahavi Bikurim, people stop bringing Bikurim because they didn't want to be embarrassed that they don't know how to recite it. And that someone has to lay in this for them. So, they instituted that they should always have someone reciting in front of them or for them instead of themselves, even if they know how to read it. This is a Nisham Mizabnizgila Bishmo Barab Yitzchok. All the Bekinishi went into Shul Bechazachazon of the Koim. Bekoire, he saw the Balkari reading below Koi Bar Inishtakta, but there was no one else beneath him. Omele says, Asr, it's forbidden. So just like the Torah is given through intermediary, that of Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to have someone else as in between. Even though it sounds like Shachazan Oimid Itzlak Kairi, that the Balkari was near the one who's getting the who's reading it, it doesn't mean to read it with him, because we're saying only one should be reading. Rather, you should go ahead and read it and read it for them. Sheshlam Likris. That they should read it, Kadesha Tinusan Tara de Sarsar, that the Torah should be given through an intermediary. So it just means to say that that he should stand there with the chazan. It doesn't mean that he should read it with the chazan. He should stand there and call to the people. It's like really like the Gabe, the Yamad, the Yikari, Isim, you should call them Sheshlam Likris, that they should read, Kadesh, to Nazan Tal, they saw, so that should be given through an intermediary. Over Oidam, I read, additionally, the read says, the Yachalis, it could be, Shekhtas Misayeh Libanachas, that he supports him a little bit calmly, and that's his job over there, that he does it, but not that both of them are reciting it out loud. I have Adamash Megillah, this is sounds like Megillah, Shle Yikari Shnaim, that two people should not recite it, and Shneim Shabim Kal Ram, that means equally. Two people out loud. That you don't do. Like we're saying, because it's only Yochid Kareisai. But you do have a service, so you have someone there either calling people up or assisting a little bit. The next says, Master begins the Gemara, Eiv lo hayu lo nivra. One opinion holds, Eiv never was, never created. So Tais points out, hi, this opinion, lo yisabi kresh lakash, does not hold like kresh lakash, don't be a shrabbi, that he says in the Medrash, Eiv lo hayu, Eiv, it never happened. Shabbat Yilav Yisroel that he had afflictions, and V'lo Amar Kostav Shabbat Yilav. The pasuk didn't say that he did have Yisroel. L'diacha Koychah Shel Iyev. It's just to tell you the power of Iyev. That She'ilu Bo Yilav. That had the Yisroel come to him, Hayichalam, and he could have survived them. Because no, if this Amor would have held the Yivoy Ba'ilim that he was in the world, can if that's the case, meaning and obviously that teaching of a Shlakish is if this Amor would hold a bit of Shlakish that he had been around, as you see that he's saying that it just didn't have actual Surin, so then my comma what's this the Gemara saying Shmoy B'Shem Iroi Lama, well why do you have to say his name the name of a city, what do you mean? Of course, you have to tell us. We want to know who's that wretched person. They could have withstood Yisroel. That's the whole point of the story. So obviously, does not hold like that teaching of Rish Lakish.